Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to remove the old outputs.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Groove,
only at Bone Fantasy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flight 372A with service to your virtual vacation destination. We are currently first in line for takeoff and are expected to be in the air in approximately 5 minutes' time. At this time, we ask that you sit back, relax, and turn on all personal electronic devices, including laptops and telephones, for the full virtual vacation experience. You can chime in for your enjoyment to the conversation by registering for free and join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. We also have the phone lines available at 805-830-8320. Press the number 1 to talk with us or just listen. Thank you for choosing Phone Fantasy Radio Airlines and enjoy your flight. Good evening, everybody. It is the one and only LaCrush Heart with my co-host, the one and only.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Bonjour. Hey,
welcome as we go on our trip.
Right.
L'État, Louisiana. The state
nice.
Of Louisiana.
Nice. So I'm excited. I did my research for us.
Which I thank you tremendously for, Crush. She is a tremendous help, and we worked on this for the past couple of days, and we did a pretty good job, I must say. I think Crush has gotten an education. I think you'll get an education tonight yourself.
What's our first destination? We finally made it to the plane. We're on here. I'm ready to go. Waiting for us to get in the air.
Wait. Is my co-host here with me?
The co-pilot?
Yeah, the co-guide. Let me put it like that. My co-guide.
All right, the co-guide, right. Your tour guide. Nope. She's not here
Dang.
Yet.
Huh?
She's not here yet.
Okay. But you did speak to her?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so you're the tour guide. Mm-hmm. Where do we go first?
Well, first of all, we need to get everybody on the plane, so
hopefully
we won't leave anybody at the airport back at Blog Talk Radio. we are on our way to Louis Armstrong Memorial Airport, formerly Moisant International Airport in Nouvelle-Orléans, okay, New Orleans, and we are going to be flying very shortly. Hello? Did I lose you? Crush? Crush? There you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Sorry
about
my
that.
Phone.
I muted myself.
Okay.
Yep, so far we have, let's see. We got John in the building. John is on a plane. On a plane. I see the 803 on the train.
Who else is on the plane?
I said I see the 803 on the plane. I see
okay.
Russ, and I see Sun 752.
Okay.
So we
John, stop
there.
Eating all the peanuts.
What's going on, John?
Hey, why don't we take a better flight, man? You got any peyote?
I always want to come change something, John. Just sit down, John. Put your seatbelt on.
No, what about cocaine, man?
No,
hey,
John. No, no cocaine.
Baby, you need a co-pilot. Why don't you call Snoop Dogg? Remember that one movie he was in where he was the co-pilot?
You mean Soul Plane?
Soul Plane.
Yeah, Soul Plane, man. He smoked his self fucked up on the plane.
No, we don't want a captain that's high off of mushrooms.
Yeah, man, we can have our second co-pilot would be Dr. Dre. We're going to have two Victorious flight attendants shooting the hell out of one another.
Anyway,
cool.
I think we should be on our way. The rest can catch up with us.
Right. You know how we do. It's
mm-hmm.
a virtual vacation.
This is true.
Do we get any gifts on the plane? Do we get any gifts?
All over you, crush.
Do we get what?
Do we got a party bag? A gift bag for us? Do we get a gift bag with this trip?
A party bag with your big body.
we're holding John's bag back.
Hey, I got some I'll pour all over you, man. You taste like a big old chocolate sundae.
Okay.
You know what they're saying?
Everybody does get a gift bag with.
Yes, it is. Congratulations, son.
With chocolate from New Orleans and tickets. For when we land, you can go and pick up a drink down the French Quarter, or a
nice.
Free drink down the French Quarter.
Nice.
So
I'm gonna try this famous hurricane you've been talking about.
Yes.
I gotta find out what this hurricane drink. Oh wait.
Hey, what about some hoes?
Right before
man?
The doors close, who come running in, sweating with her big old purse in her hand?
Why are you late?
Excuse me, sir?
What's up,
right.
Brick?
Beg your pardon.
That's not Brick.
It's Thursday, so you have to take
that's
away
my co-pilot, co-guy.
This is the stewardess of the airline, Louisiana Airline. I'm sorry that I'm late, you all. I just had a difficulty getting through traffic and everything, but I'm here, and I hope you are ready to enjoy your flight down and your visit of Louisiana, because we got fabulous time for you to have in Louisiana. And I hope y'all ready, got your seatbelts on, and
mm-hmm.
you come because the pilots, they get ready. They were waiting for me. I'm so glad y'all waited, and I appreciate that you guys waited for me. And I hope you enjoy Louisiana and the visit.
Well, Crush, get her fired up.
Yeah,
get her fired up.
And no, I don't mean the weed. Get her fired up.
Because, you know, that was in my mind. I got you covered with that, man.
Okay.
Got you covered. You want a bag? You want a sack? What you want? You want a nick or die? What you want?
Okay, let's go ahead and get started with some New Orleans music since we're heading there.
New Orleans music. All right, well, at the top of our list, I have some Fat Dominoes by Blueberry, called Blueberry Hill.
No, I guess Notorious Biggie, man.
That was my first record. And this was one of my biggest. But
Okay. Black reporter.
Yeah.
Lady C, our tour guide for tonight. What's, that's how y'all doing it over there in New Orleans?
That's how we do it.
That's how y'all do it.
That's,
Lady C, that's how you do it over there.
Every single song you're going to hear tonight is Louisiana product.
Okay, okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. What's going on? When we get there, Lady C, you got some drinks for us? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, to start with, I got a mint julep. I want to start off slow. I don't want to make your head hurt. We land in, get you a mint julep, and let's sip on that while we head to the French Quarter, where you will see all kind of sights. You know, you may miss the draw, but always come if you come to New Orleans, go to the French Quarters and go up and down, and make sure you get to Bourbon Street.
Right.
Bourbon Street
sounds dangerous. I'm sorry.
It can be.
It's just women swinging in the windows with clothes, and the later they're getting, the lesser they have on. You can stop by, get a drink, have somebody tap dance for you. The officers playing. If you want to go to a toy shop, an adult toy shop, we have those down here. And if you want some special candles, love candles, hate candles, control candles, we have those too, all kind of incense. You know, but when you're at Bourbon Street, you get to this little part that there's yellow poles. When you cross there, then everything and anything goes. So if you go in that part of Bourbon Street, that means you're ready for anything. So you have
anything
to be sure.
What's anything? What does anything consist of? Like what? Give us an example.
Don't ask. Go ahead.
I want to know, like what? What it was, something that we can find over there.
Male on male, male on female, female on female, male female, male female, whatever you want to.
That's like a swing party, like going back room, anything can happen.
Daily. And if you walk across there, they say, when you let them, you cross over there, you tell them you're willing and you will do whatever. And they'll approach you. They don't give you a chance to ask them, they're going to approach you. So you have to you get on Bourbon Street. And why you? Because they'll give you the hurricane, and the hurricane will knock you off your feet. Several kinds of liquors and fruits, and it's in a big tall glass. It's never little. We give you about a quart, and it's so it sneaks up on you. That's why it's called a hurricane.
That is crazy.
Oh,
wow.
real quick, before Lay C takes you into parts unknown where. You were listening to New Orleans own Irma Thomas and I'd Rather Go Blind, and before that you heard the Rebirth Brass Band and Second Line, and to start all off you heard from New Orleans' big man himself, Mr. Fats Domino, and the song that he made known worldwide, Blueberry Hill.
Okay, sounds good. Where are my peanuts?
We don't do peanuts. We do crackling and, you know, crawfish and shrimp. We give you shrimp.
Don't try to kill me.
If you can't stand pork, you sure stayed your ass home.
Son. They talking to you, son.
We can make gumbo for you with no shrimp and no pork if you just want chicken.
Vegetarian gumbo.
Some people don't eat pork. They have beef. They have beef Amanda sausage. The sausage of the state is Amanda. And
I must admit, Lay C taught me something tonight. Lacey is our chef for this evening. She can cater to whatever your taste buds desire.
Oh, yeah. Then you have to try a beignet. A beignet is what we call like a fried donut dipped in powdered sugar.
When they
Beignet. Call it beignet, not beignet. Those are the fried donuts from New Orleans. So you all have funnel cakes. We have beignets.
Oh.
We have jambalaya. If you want to try the jambalaya, it's spicy meat and seasoning. Your choice of meat. Shrimp etouffee, crawfish etouffee, chicken etouffee. We can make it whatever way you want it to make you happy. We don't want you to be allergic to anything. We want you to enjoy your taste delights.
Look, don't kill the passengers.
We don't want to get you. Now, if you go back through the French Quarters, there's the Superdome where the New Orleans Saints, black and gold, the Houdat people, that's where they celebrated. You will see Houdat all over New Orleans because they believe in their saints.
And then just on the other side of the Superdome, you have what is effectively known as the graveyard, the home of the New Orleans Voodoo. The New Orleans Voodoo, our Arena Football League team, which we host the Arena Bowl 25 this year. So not only will you have the Super Bowl in the Superdome, which we're hoping for a home Super Bowl this year, if they don't slap our Super Bowl team to which way up, but we will see about our New Orleans Voodoo. With the Arena Bowl.
Okay, and we have the aquarium and they're called the boardwalk. It's right down by the river, the Mississippi River, and we have restaurants and stores of delight. But since we only have such time, we're going to get on the tour bus and head to the home of Back Pot.
Where?
Tabasco hot sauce. We'll make you a Bloody Mary on the bus with the hot sauce and let you see how it tastes.
Well, before we go to Tabasco, we're heading to your neck of the woods, Lacey. We're heading to Baton Rouge.
All right. Gonna cut to the Baton Rouge. Also.
Well, before we get there, are we not talking about the different festivals, or are you going to wait until
when we head on the bus, we've got the what's the festival in
New Orleans?
Not New Orleans. Well, you mentioned the festivals in New Orleans.
Mardi Gras mm-hmm. comes once a year, and right before Ash Wednesday, it's called Fat Tuesday. That's the day where they party and they throw beads and they say, "Show me something, miss." They want the women to flash the breasts so they can give them the beads. And you, for Mardi Gras parade, you will see everything shown. They will be dressed in costumes from head to toe, showing all parts of their body. And it's all acceptable at Mardi Gras. They dance, they have parade after parade, throwing out toys and the balloons and coconuts and beads and beads and beads and beads.
Wow.
The biggest one is the Zulu parade. They call it Zulu. Mm-hmm. That is the popular parade of Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
And that's a popular parade in the black community. It runs underneath the freeway, and instead of beads, they don't throw them anymore because they are liable to sue for liability. But they hand patrons coconuts, actual coconuts. With the Zulu logo painted on the coconut and everything, so you can have a keepsake. At one time, they did throw the coconuts, and they were liable for injuries and whatever. So, but Lacey?
Yes. So you read? Okay. So where are we going now, Black Boy? You say not to Tabasco yet?
No. Tabasco? We're saving that for a little bit later.
We're
heading to the Red Stick, but what's just outside the Red Stick right before you get there? Gonzales. I was trying to think of Gonzales. What's in Gonzales,
Gonzales.
We have the Jambalaya Festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also the Outlet Mall where you can spend your money.
Yeah, I'm going to get me some souvenirs. What kind of souvenirs should I bring back? I'm going to bring back I don't know, what kind of souvenirs can I bring back?
Well, it's a basic outlet mall, but, you know, you can go from there.
You can find souvenirs all over the place.
Yeah, all over the state.
Okay.
Anyway, we got
Jazz Fest.
What's in Hammond?
Oh, Hammond? I have something in Hammond. In Hammond, I have the Renaissance Festival.
That's for white folks. That's for white folks who dressed up in old style. Who dressed up in old style medieval costumes.
I guess the next things I have, we head over to Lady C neck of the woods, which is the Rouge.
Rouge.
We head over to the state capitol. Huh?
Tell them about the Blues Fest.
Blues Week. Baton Rouge Blues Week, Festival of Blues Week.
Before we do that, why don't you tell them about the capital, which is unlike any capital across the country.
Why don't you tell them what?
The capital has two states. We have an old state capital and a new state capital. It's historic. They have plenty of history in Baton Rouge. What is his name? I can't say it. What's his name?
Huey?
Yeah.
Huey Long?
Huey T. Long.
He's in my room.
he wrote a book and everything on what his time at State Capitol stuff.
The old State Capitol looks like a castle. The new State Capitol, well, it looks like, if you really want to be honest with it looks like a phallic object.
Well, he wanted to look like a castle to compare with what else they had to try to make Baton Rouge look so wonderful. He was trying to help decorate it. And they still decorate it with lights every holiday, Christmas time would be great.
Mhm. It's like a tower going straight up.
Oh.
It does not have a dome or anything like that, like most state capitals do or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a stick coming out from the ground.
It looks like a stick coming out from the ground.
Mhm.
A building, right?
Yes.
It got a lot of windows on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like a mini version of the Empire State Building?
Not necessarily.
So,
well,
you think?
It can in a bit.
Yeah.
It don't have the lights, but, I mean, as far as design, you know, stick straight up. Okay, so we're in Baton Rouge. We just got on the tour bus with our hostess. And our host, Black Reporter, and Lady C. And
that's with the insurance.
You know, so we're looking forward to that. Well, what else are we gonna?
Yeah.
What are we gonna get into now, Black Reporter? This is Black Reporter.
Why don't we
move
about it a bit, since we're in the home of Blues Fest, Baton Rouge Blues Fest. Right here on Phone Fantasy Radio on Crush Blue.
Which one?
Right.
Okay, that was a position I dropped off today, right?
Oh, they so ghetto. Oh, all that noise.
They
so ghetto in the background. Like, it was supposed to be like 34,000 feet
in the
air. We're not supposed to hear people in their car. All right. So what we gonna do now, Black Reporter?
Get into your blues set.
Huh?
Get into your blues set.
Okay.
Get into blues fest? What?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, blues fest goes down in April, right?
Okay. That's correct.
They also have a blues week.
Mm-hmm.
In Baton Rouge, that's where we at, right?
That's correct.
This is where they for a week. In April, they come together. They celebrate heritage and blues. They have events. The businesses put on events. Organization. The downtown area. And then it leads up to Blues Festival, which
exactly.
is a one-day celebration of live performances. You see many great artists from around the world, right?
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
Right. And what else? They say this week celebrating what they call the most musical 125-mile radius on Earth. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Black Reporter? You tell me.
I was going to say that we left New Orleans a little bit too fast because we didn't talk about the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which
mm-hmm.
happens every year in the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited
I couldn't get it in me edgewise.
Yeah. On the turf of the fairgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and you've got 7 or 8 different stages where
mm-hmm.
you've got different music playing, and it's all Louisiana music and celebrating Louisiana heritage and the like. But anyway, let's
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get on down with our blues set.
Mm-hmm. Started off, we have Down Home Blues.
ZZ Hill.
and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? Why you fixing me a drink?
Thank you. gonna rap to you a little bit about two feelings that we all know about, and they are loneliness and temptation. Now I know at some time or the other everybody gets lonely, and when you're lonely you sit at home, watch the telephone, hoping it would ring. Or you turn on your favorite DJ, hoping he might play something that would ease your mind. But when none of these things come about, you go out and you start searching. And that's when you meet temptation. Well, I know what I'm speaking about because something happened to me a few months ago. I never expected it to happen. I didn't look for it. But when I found it, I really did like it. Maybe this song would explain what I mean. I went over to see my friend yesterday. His old lady told me he was gone away. She said she was burning with desire, and she wanted me to put out the fire. I got caught making love to another man's wife. Yes, I did. Y'all ain't gonna believe me, but I got caught making love to another man's wife. Yes, I did. Inside the door, and then she reached over and turned the lights way down low, yeah. And before I knew what was going on, she was in my arms. And suddenly, oh man, walked through the door. I got caught making love. Making love to another man's wife.
Making
boy.
A little early accordion music there. You shocked me with that one first.
I shocked myself with that one, Black Reporter. I shocked myself with that one. That really wasn't supposed to be played. I actually skipped the gun with ZZ Hill. That's why I ran into that song.
Okay.
And I got lost. And by the time I got lost, we were already well into it. So
okay.
I guess we could play that other song a little later.
But just so you know, as we left Baton Rouge with I Got Caught Making Love to Another Man's Wife, we crossed the Mississippi River Bridge into West Baton Rouge Parish, into the town of Port Allen. And you want to mention what Seth was found in Port Allen, Crush?
Huh?
Or you want to mention what Seth was found in Port Allen?
What is in Port Allen?
Festival.
I don't know festivals in Port Allen.
Didn't you come across one? I thought you did.
No, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Oh, okay. Okay, but anyway, we are approaching what we call the bridge. Not the bridge going over the Mississippi River. We are talking about the 23-mile-long bridge, which runs across the Atchafalaya Basin.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a couple of decades to build. Because we had to get federal money for it. But when you have accidents on that bridge, that can pose a slight problem commuting between Lafayette and Baton Rouge. But it's completed I-10 all the way through. It's completed I-10 all the way through Louisiana. And, you know, a lot of people are scared to drive between Lafayette and Baton Rouge because a lot of that is over water. I mean, you're over the swamp, the Atchafalaya Swamp, which is the Atchafalaya River Basin. And sometimes it's over water. Sometimes it's not, but you are driving for the most part over water and marshland and everything else. Lady C, you want to tell her about driving over the bridge?
Lady C is not here.
She's not.
Mm-mm.
She disappeared on me.
Mm.
I'm gonna talk about that anyway. Since we then gotten into a little bit of accordion music, like I said, what you heard is something that we in South Louisiana call zydeco.
Oh, can I just say something real quick?
Go right ahead.
In Port Allen, they have what they call the Baton Rouge Cajun Day Festival.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
We're
looking that up. the term Acadian, which is the area in which we are in now, it's called Acadiana, okay? That comes from a group of people who moved down to South Louisiana in the 1700s as they were exiled from Nova Scotia. And they were seafarer people who loved their seafood and everything, but they were pushed out of Nova Scotia, so they moved down to South Louisiana, where they learned to work off the land and work off the sea, and this made home for them. And one of the earliest instruments was the accordion, which they use in normal Cajun music. And zydeco is just Cajun music with an R&B twist.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you'll hear the band that you hear in R&B music along with the accordion. And we will show you that in a few minutes as we go into our zydeco music. Zydeco is the word zydeco is a mix. It defines a mixture of music, and which zydeco is. It's a mixture of Cajun and R&B, and it was played mostly by black slaves as they worked the fields and everything, and in small little clubs out in the country. And now it's become a big time music source and everything.
Mm.
So, who else do we have on the phone, Akash?
Just me and you right now. Hi, everybody else that's listening. Oh, I see the tenant from the first floor has arrived.
Well, get her on
Hi,
the bus.
Hi, Brick.
Good evening, Brick.
I don't know if I should be speaking to either one of you.
Why?
Nobody checked in on me to see what was going on with me. I've been missing. Nobody came looking for me.
I could not. I could not. I was running because I was running late myself. So.
I was absent yesterday. Nobody looked for me.
Oh, my God.
I persevered.
What's the problem, Brick? What's the problem, Brick?
Good evening. And y'all left me. I'm here back in Brooklyn. Hi, Louisiana.
Black in Brooklyn.
Nobody took me.
Black reporter in charge today. Black reporter for. I was gassing up the plane.
Nobody knows Brick came on the flight.
That's black reporter
for. Oh,
what? I let y'all come at the last minute. Y'all snuck out and come get me, but it's all right though. So next time I go, I ain't tell y'all heifers where I'm going.
That's all Black Report's fault. He's the coordinator of this trip. I was too busy.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking the specs for the plane. I was gassing up the plane. I was getting tickets. I was doing all that.
You were getting tickets and you didn't get Brick's ticket?
Oh, now you ain't get Brick's ticket?
Please, too late. No, I didn't get Brick's ticket. Don't try to play it back on me, Black Reporter. You gotta eat that, Black Reporter. You gotta get that. This is your trip to Louisiana.
I'm the host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm the host.
So therefore, you gotta take responsibility for being a host tonight.
All right.
Right.
Begin. I'm okay. Anyway,
carry on.
Carry on.
So, Brick, I got one question, though.
What?
The music. Totally foreign, huh?
Well, it sounds like, you know, the typical New Orleans, you know, music. Typical Louisiana draw, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Now, seeing that it is the top of the hour and you're listening to Home Fancy Radio, the Crush Groove for a Thursday evening, June the 7th. This is Black Reporter along with your host, La Crush Heart, and the tenant from the first floor, good old Brick from Brick
good
House.
Made me sound like a beat up Chevy.
No, I didn't say it like that. Lady Steven deserted me, so I'm not going to say nothing about her. But anyway.
Oh, she left you on the tour? She said bye. Yo, now, Jackson. Carry on. I'm listening to the talk.
You are going to push every pin you can, aren't you?
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear that. You should have brought me with you. And I could have helped.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember the next time.
Mm-hmm.
crush. You got
yeah, I'm
you
talking.
Got
I'm like, hey, Brown reporter, wonder why he's ignoring me. My phone is on mute, right? That would help.
And okay. and Brown reporter didn't even come on and ask, where's Britt?
Brown reporter, I was missing from his show last night, and he didn't even look for me either. So far as I'm concerned, Brown reporter can kick rocks.
Ow.
Ow.
That's all I can say is ow.
Wait, nothing. Shout out to Omar.
Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
What, Crush?
Oh.
What?
What you mean, what? You tell me. You the host of this night show. I don't know nothing about no Louisiana.
Okay.
So
we are now in Acadiana.
Yeah,
which
we
is, and the bus has stopped in the heart of Acadiana, Lafayette. Which is the largest, city. It has a population of about 210,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the home of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which has a very, very, very good softball team.
Mm-hmm.
Came very close to playing in the Women's College World Series this year until we got beat by Arizona State Sun Devils. Mm-hmm. But we also have a very good football team, which went 10-2 this year. And we also have the best food in the world,
mm-hmm.
as said by Southern Living Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things you should do is be sure to get you a doggy bag before you leave. And that's why I was asking where Lady C was, because she could give you good recommendations on good places in Lafayette to go for food, or she
mm-hmm.
could serve you up some yourself. Brick. What other allergies do you have, dear?
What
allergies do you have?
Shellfish.
You have to say shellfish.
That's right.
I can't eat nothing in that damn.
Right.
So I'm glad I didn't go.
Huh?
I can't eat nothing now. Got a fish bone or a crawfish or a shrimp bone or a crab leg stuck out of it. Y'all can't just have peanut and jelly. Y'all gotta have crab, fish, and jelly and stuff. You know, you just can't have something regular there. Y'all eat peanut butter and jelly there?
We eat too much what?
Y'all eat no peanut butter and jelly there. Maybe he got some fish bones sticking out of it in New Orleans. That's right.
It's
that's
New
right.
Orleans.
New Orleans.
Learned how to pronounce it right.
Served out of a bowl there, too. I think y'all eat served out of a bowl. Who can answer that? Why?
What? Gumbo.
What?
Gumbo.
He served out of a bowl.
Yeah.
Why? Like,
wow.
What I'm saying is, y'all have no dishes that are rarely served on plates. Everything is served out of a bowl.
Oh, no. We have wonderful dishes that are served on plates.
Gumbo is a...
Shrimp etouffee.
That's a bowl.
Huh?
A etouffee in a bowl?
No. It's served over rice on a plate.
It's drippy. It's in a bowl.
She said it's trippy. It's in the bowl.
You ain't been served it the right way.
She said it's
a bowl, right?
You ain't been served it the right way, sweetheart.
Okay, so what's y'all eat for breakfast? What's a typical Louisiana breakfast? Fish and what?
No. Egg?
Yes.
Eggs and grits?
No.
Eggs and grits?
Who and grits?
Fish, eggs, and grits, right?
Yeah.
Fish.
Grit. No,
what's
fish
the,
and grit.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all
eat fish. Every meal is a fish tail sticking out of something. Every meal.
No, Every meal is not a fish tail.
So what else
you
got down
for lunch, right? What's for dinner? Red snapper or something.
You're always eating fish.
No.
Do you have a problem with pork?
No, I love pork.
Okay.
What else I eat? That's what's a good pork dish?
Then, no, it's not. Brick.
What?
We will give you some good sausage and some good chicken. Sausage and chicken stew.
In a bowl.
No, it's not in a bowl.
She got problems with bowls. We gotta,
I see that.
You gotta give her a deep dish plate.
No, everything I serve is in a bowl. Oh, my God. Is everything called a bowl in this state? A bowl.
Plates, Brick.
Now, I just want to know what y'all serve. Okay. Everything also has gravy in it, too. It's nothing that y'all serve without gravy. What's with the gravy?
That's un-American.
That's un-American.
If you serve it without gravy, that's un-American.
That's all y'all eat is gravy. Rice
something
and gravy. Beans and gravy.
Rice.
Fish
something
and gravy.
Something to soak up the rice. Something that
okay.
The rice can soak up, I should say.
Okay. So what's jambalaya in a bowl, right?
Jambalaya
is in a bowl.
No, it's not necessary in a bowl. Jambalaya is on a plate.
Not necessarily in a bowl?
No.
Oh.
Jambalaya is just rice mixed up with different types of meat or seafood.
Okay.
Well, they have blackened fish. That's not in the bowl, right?
No.
Right. See, I found something.
What's it served with?
It's just served with anything.
What's blackened fish usually served with?
Rice, vegetables. You know?
Okay. What kind of vegetables? Baba beans?
No. Mixed vegetables.
And what else?
Let's
Corn.
See. They got a lot of rice
Corn.
And beans. I see a lot of crawfish on here.
Beans.
I see barbecue ribs. Uncle Dewey's barbecue ribs. More crawfish. Scampi. Oysters. Y'all trying to kill me. Oh, veal with hunter sauce. Okay, we got veal in there. Okay. Shrimp. Soft shell crab.
Shrimp.
It's shrimp.
Clamp.
A lot of veal. I see. I like to eat a lot of veal out there. Trout and scrimp.
It's not scrimp.
It's scrimp.
Oh, my God.
It's shrimp. Shrimp. It's shrimp.
I can't take y'all out of nowhere.
You can't take us nowhere. You can't take us nowhere, Black Reporter. It's shrimp. You want some shrimp? Scampi. Yeah. Anyway.
Play some Zydeco for the crowd.
Play some Zydeco for the crowd. Yes, sir. Black Reporter, sir. Here is some, if it's good for the gander, sir.
That'll work.
All right.
big suit. The doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't you mess with my toot toot. Say basta.
Thank you.
no way you can sit down during any of that. Phone Fantasy Radio with your trip to South Louisiana. Crush?
I do the hoochie coochie. excuse me. That which you just heard was called Hoochie Coochie. I don't know why I like that name. It's hilarious. By Joe KK and the Zydeco Forest. Before that, Don't Mess With My Tutu. Rockin' Sydney. That's like my new theme song for Phone Fancy Radio now. And it's Good For The Gander by the Zydeco All Star. Don't mess with my tutu.
You can have the other woman.
Right,
don't
just don't mess with my tutu. What does that mean? I don't get it, but it was hilarious.
Don't mess with my don't. It simply means don't mess with my baby.
Mhm. Right.
You can have what you know the other woman, but don't mess with my tutu. That's my tutu.
Yeah, I don't get it. But anyway, don't mess with the other woman. What?
Anyway,
we are in Louisiana. We did not get to play my awesome intro that I made because Lady C just threw us on a bus. It was all Lady C's fault. We can blame Lady C because she's not here. We didn't even have an airplane ride. Lady C just threw us on a bus and told us to go, and then she just left us in the swamp. You know, Lady C.
Lady C was supposed to talk about food too, and she just disappeared.
Yeah, she. I don't. We didn't get our drinks. Lady C. Don't mess with my tutu.
That's how they do in New Orleans. Down there, and then people come up and you know rob you in the swamp.
No, man, Brick. That's wrong. You wrong, Brick.
Oh, no. Listen, can I hear some Cajun talk, please?
Hey, what you want to hear, Cher?
You know what I want to hear, Cher. I want to hear some real Cajun, you know, cutting them verbs, or some slicing them nouns. Cajun.
Well, you know, we even come out with a new spread to get rid of your mayo, your mustard, and your ketchup in your fridge. We even came out with Tony Chachere's spread that you can put on anything in on your sandwich. You can use it for dips, and it comes in four different flavors: Creole, barbecue, hot and spicy, and true Cajun. And it is delicious.
Y'all have created some new mess to put on a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we have the Cajun Bloody Mary from scratch. It's very popular in South Louisiana where we at right now. So we have one quarter tomato juice, one cup of vodka. One tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, one tablespoon of French lime juice. A half a tablespoon of sweet Cajun fire hot sauce. Lime slices, celery stalks are optional. In a 2-quart pitcher, combine all ingredients except garnishes. Stir well, serve over ice. Garnish with lime slices and celery stalks if desired. Make 6 ounces, serve them.
And what Lady C was trying to say as she threw us on the bus was that, you know, we're going to make a bus trip over to my hometown of New Iberia, which is actually, what is that?
Nothing.
Was that Brick?
Hold on to your pocketbooks, everybody.
Yes.
We are making a trip to the McElhenney plant over on Avery Island, Louisiana, which is where they make Tabasco sauce.
Mm.
Including the new flavor of buffalo hot sauce. And what?
Nothing.
And you know, Tabasco comes in many different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And Tabasco was even sent to Her Majesty the Queen in remembrance of the Queen's Jubilee. So it's not the first time that the Queen has tasted Tabasco sauce, and it won't be the last time.
So I'm doing a little research on here, and I came across the Hurricane Cocktail Mix. And
read it down for us.
Well, it just gives you the mix that you can buy in like a package as a liquid mix. You get the tall glass or 28 hurricane glass. Fill it with crushed ice. Add 4 ounces of good dark rum. Add 4 ounces of the liquid hurricane mix.
In other words.
Stir, garnish
Bacardi,
with
in other words.
Orange slice or cherry, and serve with straw. Don't mess with my tutu.
you just can't get over that, can you?
Nope. And the hoochie coochie. I know the hoochie coochie dance. You know, coochie, like, ugh. You throw through the hoochie coochie dance. I didn't know they actually had a song called the hoochie coochie.
Who else do we have out there who hasn't spoken yet? Because if you're going to complain about this trip.
Shout out to On the Quest in the chatty. Shout out to Russ. Shout out to Brown Reporter, tuned in somewhere, somehow. Shout out to him. And shout out to Sunny Shine. Sunshine, don't go away.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And, you know, Black Reporter, I feel some type of way right now.
Which means what?
I'm feeling some type of way because I went and I got all these festivals and we're not even going to the festivals. What's that about?
Well, they're at different times of the year. We can't make all the festivals, you know.
We're going to
in
all
one
the
city.
Festivals. I took my sleepy time to do the festival.
Okay.
Let's go to the festival.
Let's go to through the festivals. Louisiana is a state of festivals. We believe in having a good time all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And Crush can vouch for that because it seemed like every other weekend there's somewhere to go and pass a good time, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Crush,
yes.
You want to tell me where there's a good time this weekend?
This is the weekend of June.
June, the first weekend of June.
Well, I didn't do it like that. Anyway,
okay.
You told me to do it by location, so we in Lafayette Festivals. I have the Festival International,
which just came through. It is a festival in which, if you like world music, like music from the motherland, music from the Caribbean, or the Caribbean, as they say. Music from French-speaking countries, you will love this festival.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk the streets of Lafayette for free and see all these acts performing, and it costs you nothing. The only thing that costs you is your beverages, and you get a badge that you can buy. You can get beverages for free once you buy the badge. The badge is like $25, and that helps keep the festival going on each and every year.
Mm-hmm.
It is now in its eighth year, I think it is, and it is continued. So, and people know that people will come out to see them. The festival garners around 300,000 people every year through downtown Lafayette. And the streets are all closed and everything, and it's just a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
So, What other festivals can we talk about?
We have that Bridge Crawfish Festival.
Mm-hmm. Brobridge Crawfish Festival. Where you can learn how to eat a crawfish. I'm sorry, Crush, but this is the ultimate shellfish, where you peel the skin, peel the shell, eat the meat, and suck the head.
then we enter your neck of the woods with the Louisiana Sugarcane Festival.
That's correct.
In Liberia.
We celebrate Queen Sugar every year. Sugar is the life bread of Iberia Parish, and we grow sugar cane throughout here. We grow just as much sugar here as is grown in Hawaii. So we process it and send it to the sugar mills so it can be turned into flowing white sugar for people out there who want sugar in their everything. So,
in Lafayette, the last thing. Oh wait, we have two more in Lafayette. We have the Crawley. We have the International Rice Festival.
Crawley is a town about 20 miles outside of Lafayette. They celebrate rice, which is a big growth crop in that particular part of South Louisiana. Rice is grown this South Louisiana is very agrarian. Agriculture is a big, big thing around here. And as you can see, from sugar to rice to there's a cotton festival in another part of the state, but we didn't go searching for that. That's up in North Louisiana. Agriculture is a very, very important part of the state. So wherever you can find some type of agriculture to celebrate, they will be celebrating it. And what's the other festival question?
And the last thing we have in this neck of the woods, in November, we have the Giant Omelet Celebration.
Yes.
5,000 eggs.
5,000
freaking eggs.
Into one
Why
omelet.
Is that a festival? Huh?
Because they're celebrating the egg. And they make an omelet that the whole town can celebrate with.
That's disgusting.
It's delicious.
Disgusting. No, it's not disgusting. Ugh. My egg can't be yolky, can't be any of that. I don't want nothing falling out of it. Ugh.
No.
Giant omelet of 5,000 eggs. How do they mix that up?
Huh?
How do they mix that up?
Very, very carefully.
There's an egg cracking contest? Wow. There's an egg cracking contest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Woo. Who gets to eat an egg?
Huh?
Yeah.
Who gets to eat it? Who has to eat that?
Townspeople.
How many bottles of eggs are at one time?
Huh?
They have a 12-foot skillet.
And they fry eggs in a big-ass skillet?
They have a giant 12-foot skillet.
It's amazing to watch it cook that giant omelet.
Okay, can I ask you a question, though? I had to wonder the question. This is a point to ponder. If they have these big-ass skillets out here and fry up a whole bunch of chicken and shit at one time, why don't they do that shit and feed the homeless for one day? You know, I mean,
I was thinking the same thing. I'm mad you said it, but I was thinking the same thing. Like, why feed the town when you can feed the homeless? I don't
exactly
care.
Every day. You can have once a day. We just fry that bitch up. And just fry chicken for everybody.
Actually, during disasters, that is done.
How do they turn the chicken in the middle?
I mean, what?
How do you turn the chicken in the middle of the pan?
I'm not a cook, so I wouldn't know.
You swim your ass over on
high
grease. I'm sorry. I was just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Interesting. We're still in Louisiana. This is the virtual vacation. Black Reporter is our tour guide. We still got a couple of more areas to get to, Black Reporter, no?
Yeah, we can. Where's AC? She still didn't show, huh?
Yep. You might as well just leave her be. She's done. She's done for the night.
Okay.
You got this, Black Reporter. You got this. 25 minutes to go, Black Reporter. You're almost done. 25 more minutes to go. You're almost done, Black Reporter. You got this.
Home crush. Let's bring him home.
You got this. Got this. Bring it on home, Black Reporter. Bring him home. Come on. Let's go.
Okay. we are now getting back on the bus, and we are heading north.
We're heading
north. Let's go to Dwight Bill. Let's go to your house. Let's go.
No, you're not heading to my house.
Oh,
we went to New Iberia already. We went to the Tabasco plant.
Well, that's the only place we get to see in New Iberia. That's where you used to talk to girls at.
Your old high school.
Moving
away. Oh, they
want
to know in the chat.
Catholic high school.
They want to know in the chat is have you been in Louisiana all your life?
No, I haven't. I left for about 23 years and lived in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So, lived in Phoenix.
And there was some talk about voodoo.
That's the arena of the football league team.
No, we're talking about the voodoo. Wink.
He's by you.
Wink. Wink.
Well, that is... Let's just say it's a story that a lot of people put together for tourists to bite on.
So voodoo don't exist in your town?
No.
Somebody said you lying. They like he lying.
Would you like to know? Anyway.
Ooh. This is Black Reporter's boat, y'all. Y'all do not mess with him. He on the road. Anyway, we're back on the bus.
Huh? I thought he don't speak French.
Okay.
He do speak French. You do speak French, right?
You speak fluent French? Let me hear it right now.
Let me hear it right now.
I see you go fluent French.
Curse me.
Let's
work out.
Black Reporter either. I want to hear something in French. Just say
Ricochet Radio.
Radio.
Telephone A Fantasy. Ricochet Radio Telephone.
It's what?
Let me finish. I have to put it together in my mind as I speak it. It's been a while, okay?
That's what it is, Black Reporter. You got to use that to attract the women. You know, French is the language of love, right? And don't you say?
Wait, don't you name me French dominatrix?
Oh.
We're just too much for you, right, Black Reporter?
It means French dominant, right?
Oh, please.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Anyway, folks.
Bye, Black Reporter.
Y'all too much.
Good
we too much, Black Reporter. You the one who said you was going to take us around town.
Well,
and,
I am.
That's part of your, it's part of being around town.
You think we were transvestites, huh?
Oh, shit.
Pardon me?
You think we were transvestites, huh?
We already been there. You wasn't here.
See, I wasn't there. Damn.
Right.
Yeah,
we
were
in New Orleans.
You here,
we went to Bourbon Street. And
Bourbon Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were there, but you weren't.
Well, what else you got for us, Black?
Well, we are about to head to North Louisiana. where things are a whole lot quieter than South Louisiana. How much music do we have left? How much music do we have left?
Three songs and then some. Like I said, I could add some songs, but
why don't we go ahead and play that last set?
The Coochie
Before
Coochie?
We leave South Louisiana.
Okay, we're playing Cajun songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, you put yourself on mute again, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a little shum like that. Okay, so I'm done dancing. I'm tired, Black Report. I'm tired.
Like I told you. You come to Louisiana, you leave differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, all that food y'all be eating. Gotta be dancing around.
You can't sit down while you're in Louisiana.
Oh. On that note, we can find me, hopefully say hi to Brown Reporter, a.k.a. Sun 75 Dose.
Oh, by the way, Brown Reporter.
Yeah.
If Brian complains with the tour, take it from the, with the tour guide. Take it from the tour guide.
I really don't have any complaints with the tour. I have some I don't have no complaints with the tour. I might have some comments about the tour and some and definitely some concerns about the tour. But no complaints though.
Okay. You let me finish with the statement. I was going to say, if you take have any complaints about the tour, take it with the tour guide. Oh, that's me. Never mind. What were your
comments? I heard you
sir?
Say that. It's all good, though. No, well, the comments are, you know, it's funny because, like, when I listen to music like that, you know, such as the music that y'all just got finished playing, I would love to be able to say that I hate the way it sounds, but I don't. It is like,
wow, I love to say I hate. Why was you?
Yeah. Because
I love hate
relationships. Like, all right, the reason that I would love to say I hate to hear that type of music is because, like, normally when I've come in contact with that type of music, it's, you know, it's a fiddle, you know what I mean? And normally when I've...
It's more than just a fiddle.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
It's a fiddle, it's an accordion.
All that.
It's all of the instruments that we don't play willingly. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, but that's not the problem that I have with it. Like when I hear that type of music being played, I normally think about like fast dancing and energetic dancing being taking place. I just also, you know,
I
have
think
other
square dancing.
Yeah.
Well, not quite that, exactly square dancing, but
no,
music
what should I call it? Line
but wait a minute. Wait a minute, Black Reporter. She's kind of right about square dancing because square dancing is a form of line dancing. And
okay,
line dancing is something that white people actually invented.
That's true.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so I mean, she's kind of on point about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just didn't do the kind of dances that we did. You know, we just danced to a different rhythm. But
yeah.
But no. I mean, you know, I appreciated this sport, you know, through Louisiana and all that because I like how y'all were able to capture the diversity of Louisiana and acknowledge the fact that it's not just one way or the other way. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So, yeah, I'm with it.
A,
you know what I mean?
It's a big old
and
melting pot of
jambalaya. That's never eaten crawfish. You know
what I'm saying? What was that? What was that, Brown Reporter?
I said, this is coming from a person that's never eaten crawfish, but I will one day.
You need
I promise. I'm
you
just saying.
To.
I eat it if I don't die.
Well,
we gotta have one of those shots right next to me.
Right? You know what I'm saying? But,
we gotta have one of those shots right
actually,
next to me. I just leave.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it. Maybe
actually,
it won't be that bad.
There was only one thing that I wanted Black Reporter to take me to as far as the Louisiana experience is concerned. I really wanted to go to the swamp. No bullshit.
Well, you went to the swamp.
I really wanted to go to the swamp. You know, like to because, and the reason that I wanted to go to the swamps is because my grandmother is from Louisiana originally.
You know what town?
It doesn't matter. Let's call it Backwater, Louisiana. Wherever
okay.
She was from, it was country as fuck. Country as fuck, like she came from where there's a lot of snakes, quicksand, Creoles that are like 7 foot tall and above. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, like, my grandmother was born in 1921.
Oh, well, she was a child during the 27th flood.
Yeah,
She has some stories
about...
What's
it called? The high water.
Oh, yeah, that was the high water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, she remembers all of that. And she passed in 2002. She was 81 when she passed.
Did she tell you stories about that, though?
Hell yeah. But what I loved about her the most was that her being from Louisiana, somewhere along the line, as she got older and older, she learned not to be ashamed of anything. And if y'all notice, the way I conduct myself on my shows, I will keep y'all secrets, but I won't keep my own.
Let me ask you one question.
I got that from my grandmother.
That's good for you. That's good for you. Let me ask one question, though. Could she burn? Could she burn?
No. What do you mean by is she burned?
Could she cook?
Oh, hell yeah. No. The crazy part about... my grandmother, she wasn't the best cook that I've ever tasted, but she could fry some chicken in 10 minutes that was better than any fried chicken that I tasted. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of crazy. But even though my grandmother could cook, what I miss the most about my grandmother. And what I loved about her the most and what she gave to me the most was this. She always let me know, never be ashamed of where you come from, because you can't change that. No, that's what she said. She said, never be ashamed of where you come from, because you can't change that. Represent that to the fullest, because once you say that to other people, they will start thinking about where they come from and where they've been hiding.
Exactly.
So, yeah. That was my Louisiana experience.
If nothing else, I think we've learned a lot about that tonight. And I am glad you brought it to the forefront, Robert Porter. I am glad you brought that to the forefront. Tremendous. I want to thank you for that.
Do you have anybody else? Think about a black reporter. It's hard to get deeper south than Louisiana. It's hard to go. I mean, you can only the only deeper you can go down south is Texas, and once you start talking about deeper Texas, you're really talking about Mexico.
Yeah.
But Louisiana is really the end all be all when it comes to the south. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going right to the Gulf. You know what I'm saying?
You have
so much going on with Louisiana, like we was talking about. Well, what I threatened to talk about the other day was with Louisiana, what you get is an amalgamation of so many different cultures that were forced to accept each other and live with each other. So it's sort of like a counterculture of the United States. So that Louisiana purchase was serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're absolutely correct.
I mean, you get a lot, but I was just hoping that you was gonna open up a can of Gator and feed everybody. Like, you know what
well,
I mean?
I didn't want to scare my customers away, so but did we play the Gator Stomp Crush?
Did we play the who?
The Gator Stomp.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did play the Gator Stomp.
Okay.
I'm Cajun, cool, and don't forget about my cookie.
Now, you see, I didn't got a crush hooked on the music.
Well, that's for my tutu. Well, I'm gullible, so that don't count. I'm gullible. If I find humor in a song, I'm listening to it. So don't be surprised later next week, y'all, if I end the show with "Don't Mess With My Tutu." Anyway, on that note, we are at the end of our show. Like, literally, we're at the end of our show. We got, like, 30 seconds. Thank you, Black Reporter and MIA Lady C for the virtual vacation to Louisiana. I learned a lot because I had to do most of the work. And, you know, I have a lot of festivals. One day I may come out there. I'm not going to Bourbon Street.
Scared?
Yep.
Oh, not scared. Scared.
Yep, I'm scared. I know. There's just some things I don't want to see in real life. You know? I watch it on TV, but there's just one thing I don't want to see in real life. Ew.
Good old time.
Gator tastes a lot like frog legs. I've had that
yep.
once.
Yep.
I had that once when I was real young. They had it out here, a place called, they sold frog legs.
What, frog legs? So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Frog legs.
Well,
so Black Reporter.
Wait. But the first time I ever even tasted frog legs was in Coney Island. You know what I mean? And
okay.
I was like, I don't know, 6-7 years old.
Right.
New York was like another world.
Right. It was another world back then, I'll be honest with you. It really was, like, compared from then and now, it really was. Like, we had so many different shops and places that we could go, and, you know, it was nothing to them then.
But
you know,
that's
but now it's
show.
Like, yeah, I'm not going there for my vacation. What the hell? I'm not going to New York for my vacation. That'll suck.
Anyway.
Virtual vacation will not be. This has been the virtual vacation. Crush Grooves with the Crusher Black Reporter. Black Reporter was our guy for tonight. Thank you to everybody that showed up. Russ in the chat room, On the Quest, Sunshine, John, U-Sun752, Mike J, and our tenant on the first floor. Sorry we left you at the airport, Brick. And Lady C. So the rest is up to you, Black Reporter.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you missed a lot of good food and good cake and music. Until we meet again, you are in and we are out.
We're out. See you next week. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Can I play my other intro that I didn't
crush.
Get a chance to play?
Wait, before you go?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I would like to take a vacation in New York, because there's a whole lot of different kind of people there. So I know I'll be able to, like, eat a whole lot of different stuff, but I would like to eat, like, the regular stuff that I really want to eat in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really decent gyro and a hell of a good sausage. You know what I'm saying? Mm. can we please do a vacation in New York?
Vacation in New York.
Can we have some regular?
You can do the vacation in New York. Team Fantasy. You can do a vacation in New York, and you let us know. How about that,
boy?
Yep.
You know what? Forget about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
I've had
you
enough.
See how you do.
Enough of you.
You see how you
first
do?
First of all, yeah, I feel some kind of way about y'all calling y'all little contest kielbasa king. What the hell is
that?
Well, this called kielbasa?
We were just being creative. If we change the name, would you submit a photo?
You know it, and I know it. What the hell is kielbasa? Stop reading the label.
Stop reading the label.
You're going to compete in here on this kielbasa contest. Don't bring him no more.
Yo, I bet, hey, Brick, I bet you never said kielbasa another day in your whole life. What the hell is kielbasa?
I said it just yesterday. I'm going to say it today. Kielbasa.
It's kielbasa.
It's kielbasa.
Kielbasa king.
Oh, kielbasa king.
Oh, Michelle, please.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Why are you just throwing our government out there like that lately?
That's not your government.
That is not government.
It wouldn't be on your Facebook page. You know what I'm saying?
It's not on my Facebook page.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
Michelle
is a very nice name. That's my sister's name. Sort of.
I'm sure it is. But I don't know who that is. On the radio, I'm Brent. And on Facebook, I'm Brent.
Well, you know what? I mean, honestly, I respect you. But being as though, yeah, me.
It's either Michelle or Black Hole, huh?
Exactly.
You
told me the Black Hole.
You know what I mean? Don't, you know what I mean? Don't get all anchovy that.
Oh, man. My hair.
You didn't come looking for me yesterday. I was on your show. You didn't come looking for me. You didn't even care.
Nigga, how about you didn't press number one? How about that? And how about it ain't the first time, the second time, or the third time? How about that?
How about I was having technical difficulties, and then the phone went out?
Yeah, really? Yeah. So you happen to be able to tune in, but you just can't manage to be able to.
I didn't even tune in. The chat room wouldn't open up to me. Nothing would work.
What the wicked
thing? They say you was curvy in the chat room.
I had problems with the stupid login. Even when I tried to log in, that wouldn't let me in. I had to create a new login, Brick House, just to get into the...
You don't need a login to call in.
I don't like guest numbers by my name.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah. I got to monitor that chat room and see what the hell y'all talking about me.
Thanks, Michelle, my belle. She did it in the project, and I like her. She's on the mic.
Stop making fun of my damn name.
Now Brickton got me on like on some old other shit. You know what? I might be on a new mission to make you love the name Michelle.
Oh, look at you,
that's fine. Because of all your little stories about growing up in the projects, having to fight your way through this bitch, this hole, and you know what I mean, this, that, and the third. Maybe. This is one thing I know for sure. I know they were just saying, that goddamn brick. They were saying, yeah, that bitch Michelle. Somebody going to have to whoop her ass. It's probably going to be me.
So she started knocking niggas in the heads with bricks.
Right. Look, all I know is this. I don't care whether you like it or hate it. Michelle is a very, very nice name. Not to give your name. If you're dumb.
Did I say it wasn't a nice name?
Oh.
I ain't asking.
It doesn't have any place with the radio. It's a different person. Michelle's a very nice person.
Leticia.
That bitch don't care. But Michelle's very nice.
Hey, Leticia.
Huh?
You didn't want to talk about Michelle. Michelle tripping.
What's the shit?
All right, Milton. All
right,
Milton.
That's right. Hey, y'all ain't never going to make me mad with that. Yeah, we're going to do that shit.
Relax,
you know what I mean? Look, hey, y'all. I'm figuring a way to the way that Sunset 5-2 act anyway.
I'm determined to find some dirt on your ass. Seriously. I'm on you.
We're going to Google you. We're going to Google you.
Look, my family's from Fort Greene. I holler.
I'm a
boss. Think they ain't what it is?
I know this nigga 7752. I'm gonna find a woman that's gonna talk some shit about you. I'm gonna find them.
Hey Michelle, what's today's mathematics?
What?
We'll talk about it later.
I've been looking up that stuff for the longest. I can't find it. Like,
tell me what some today's math is.
Hey, Shell, that's
our thing.
All right,
Shell.
Why you
just
say
Shell?
You don't want to be calling me that.
Shell. I feel like I'm talking to my sister. That's her name. I'm like, Shell is in the house.
I can't stand him.
You're so younger.
Yo, you is a pain in the ass. I'm surprised your little brothers just didn't kick your ass. Damn.
They did, but they bullied me, and guess what happened?
Oh, I'm telling.
Shell, you know what I'm talking about. All right, Shell, we're going to do this. We're going to take it all the way back to like 88, 89.
Oh, my God.
Shell, come on, man. You know what I mean?
Stop calling my damn government name. I'm not playing.
Wait, you don't want nobody to say your government name. You need to take this shit off your off of the advertiser for the false fantasy. It
ain't
got the whole government on there. Why would
it? Damn, you know what?
It do.
Where you think I got it from?
The flyer.
I had to look you up. It was right there.
You know what? The flyer we did.
Okay, I'm going to move for names everything.
Leticia.
Huh? My name ain't got nothing on it. Why are you calling me my name?
Because, first of all, I've known some Leticias in my day. And guess what? I like them. So, I've never been done wrong by Leticia or Michelle. if you come up with like a Tanya, I'm like,
why is every Omar I know is a damn clown? Every last one I know is just a clown.
well, say Omar right. Say it right. Because if you don't say it Brooklyn right, then it don't even count. Now, how do you say Omar in New York?
Say it right.
So that you got to think about it, right? Some of them say Omar, and then some of them say Omar. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy! That's what I'm gonna say. Oh boy!
I'm just saying.
Not really. We in like that overtime thing.
Yeah, right. We still on air.
That's all right.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go. Tell you what, Brick. I'm not gonna call you Michelle.
Thank you.
I am gonna call you Shell from now
on. I don't want that name either. That is a personal family name. You don't get to call me Shell.
Okay, I'm family.
Oh my goodness! We are shout out to Sunny. We just kicking a breeze right now. I see you still on.
Hello.
We're just kicking a breeze right now, Sunshine. Yeah, she's
so I talk to her.
You got to.
Hey y'all.
She listening.
Oh,
I can't say that. I can't say nothing on the phone.
Shout out to Fancy Lounge is all popping. We back up to 35 Embers. Al.
Hey y'all.
You ain't got to answer me back. I want to know, why did you jump on that man's back when you saw him? That's what I want to know, because I would have rode that horse all around the town square. Why did you jump on his back?
We got 36 Embers now.
We got
36 women now. I just added Omar to our group.
He wasn't in?
He was, and I took him out, and then I put him back in.
Who took him out?
That don't matter. Listen. Except I can't, man. I mean, look.
Why you can't say nothing in the group? Why you can't say nothing in my group?
Let me tell y'all something.
I mean, it's not that I don't respect y'all group, but I'm gonna tell y'all like this. It's no way that I can post shit on y'all group without playing myself. So I'm not doing it. I love y'all and everything. But yo, you know what I'm saying?
Why are you playing yourself? Like how?
Because y'all talk about shit, y'all do things in that group that, it ain't gonna happen.
We're talking about little stuff. It's the same reason
I can't be part of the Kabaki King.
We don't talk like
Like I said, I got love for y'all and everything, but I got to let y'all do y'all thing. Some things I can do with some things I can't do. You know what I'm saying? And I see the way y'all be. Listen, I have to answer so many questions if I start posting it in y'all lounge.
Why? There's only. Nobody can see that but you and I. Nobody can see you posting it unless they're a member of that group.
Exactly.
Word.
Yeah, it's a closed group. It's a private group. So nobody, it will not show up on your live stream or whatever, your news feed. It's not going to show up there. Nobody can see what you post in that group. It's a private group.
All right, see? So now let's see it.
Tell y'all what. I support y'all to the fullest. That cool?
You know what? You make me fall in line like all the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, chill. Matter of fact, ain't you a vegetarian?
Mm.
Yeah. The answer is yeah. I'm preface that with whoa.
Is he doing sound effects? Oh boy.
Nah, he couldn't be one of my horses.
Look, that would be Listen, Excel. That would be Sagittarius, as in known to go too far sometimes of faith. Nope.
You know what? My name is, first of all, second of all, my side ain't got nothing to do with this. And third of all,
right.
Leave me alone. Right.
Listen, Shell, I ain't trying to blow up your spot, Shell. Matter of fact, Shell and Tisha.
Because you ain't about to call me that. Stop.
Shell and Tisha.
That's right, Shell and Tisha.
Listen, this is a public service announcement. If y'all call me Leticia, I'm not answering. I'm just letting y'all know. So don't get mad. Don't get in line with him.
But the beautiful part about mine is y'all ain't gotta ask me. I'ma still say. But yeah, y'all my homegirl, you know, Shelly Tisha. Yo, Tish, I'm gonna be in y'all neck of the woods in a minute, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go pick my baby up, from Queens, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I ain't gonna spend the night, but die me.
Nah. No, I don't know what you mean. What does that mean?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm being in New York in about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you're gonna be in there about 3 weeks. That's around the 4th of July.
Nah, it's gonna be before then. It's before the end of the month. And by the way, shout out to my baby, because like I'm so happy to be picking up my baby, because I'm gonna have her for the whole summer this year. And this would be the first time that I had her for the whole entire summer, like from Alpha to Omega, like from June, the end of June, all the way to Labor Day, she mines, and I mean mines, M-I-N-E-S. Yes. You know what I'm talking about, Shell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you're gonna be Daddy 7752 for the whole summer, huh?
No, well, the way it normally goes is that I normally have it, like, at 2 weeks at a time. You know what I'm saying? But, in the past 2 years, my mom been trying to get on some fly shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what? I ain't even going to get into that. But let me just put it this way. I'm going to have her from the end of June all the way until later. And I'm very, very excited and happy about that shit. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to give her back after that shit. I'll be missing my baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when you are a father who is concerned about the child, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
You know, then you finally get a chance to really be with your child the way you want to be. It'd be hard. Even when I was with her mother and they used to come down here, you know, like when they would leave, I'd be like, I didn't really even know I could feel that way. But I did, like, bullshit. I had 5 custody. You know what I'm saying? But good luck, man. You know, so it's going down. So
how old is she?
6.
6. Yeah, that's 6. Little.
6.
Yeah. Yeah, my baby is safe. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she won't be here. She's coming.
Mm.
You know what I mean? On that old hot daddy shit.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Driving you crazy too.
Yeah, you know how I be, Tish.
Gotta get up and get breakfast.
Oh no! You know what? Actually, I love that shit though. I like. Well, first of all, you know what I mean, when it comes to my baby, I like to cook for her because I can finally cook that bullshit out of her that her mom, you know, like her mom is one of them picky eaters. Like, I don't eat this, I don't eat that. Based on how shit look, I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I ain't talking about, like, strange food. I'm talking about, like, regular food, like lamb chops. Like, oh, you don't eat that, huh? You know what I'm saying? Oxtails. Oxtails? What do you mean you don't eat oxtails? What the fuck? Like, you're from where? You know what I'm saying? So, like,
you know,
only thing that be fucking shit up is, like, when my mom get it, because my mom be around my daughter a lot, so she give a shit that I used to eat that I wouldn't dare eat no more, like Vienna sausages. Like, what? No, no. Like, what type of shit? You don't remember those shit, Vienna sausages? What the fuck is that?
Oh.
Fucking lame ass liver tasting hot dogs.
I don't fuck with those.
Yeah, I don't fuck with them either. But yeah. Yes,
so what is today's mathematics? Is it God?
I have a clue. Today's mathematics mathematics is freedom. So freedom is something that we all need to achieve, and is really hard for any of us to really get because we don't understand what it takes to be free from the beginning. So yeah, today's mathematics is freedom. So we gonna build on 120, you know what I mean, on our way to like trying to, you know, get to 360. But on the way on our way to 360, we right here starting at one. And the one is knowledge. So what we need to do as far as getting this knowledge together, is I need to talk to Leticia and I need to talk to Shell. Yo, Shell, you there?
Yo, Shell, you there?
I'm here.
Thank you, Shell.
You don't stop calling me.
Today's mathematics is freedom. Tomorrow's mathematics is wisdom. Alright? So tomorrow, you know, like, I need you to build on your wisdom. So whatever you knew before, you know, based on, like, what you know now, I need you to represent that. Can you bring us some wisdom tomorrow? Can you handle tomorrow's mathematics? Can you do that?
Nope. I'm going to be busy tomorrow.
I was talking to Michelle.
Oh,
Michelle.
My bad.
I don't know who that is.
You know what?
See how I just got tossed to the side? Do y'all see how I just got tossed to the side? Like, he don't even be talking to me.
No, Tisha, you good?
No, but I need you to step,
you know. You got all the quest syndrome.
Alright, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're the one who started off asking me what today's mathematics was, remember?
That's right, because I know you know, brother. Name was 7752. You got to know today's math.
Okay, Earth. Thank you.
I'm not Earth, that's the other girl.
Isn't her name Aquarius? I mean, yeah.
She is the one that's
Aquarius. Well, hold on.
What the fuck are you talking about? Ain't no girl that called her. Right, she called the girl that called your show. I think it was either Aquarius or Coconut, something like that. She said she sounded like Lady C in the chat room and she had called.
I don't know, like Aquarius. Aquarius.
No, it wasn't Aquarius. It was the other girl who called and you ain't talked to her in a long time. I forget her name. Coconut?
Comet.
She said she sounded like Lady C in a minute.
Well, Comet been down the solar system since like 09, so I don't, like, maybe one sound like the other. I mean, who knows? I don't know. Point is, you know what I mean? Look, all I know is this. And this is all that really matters. I'm down with Shell and Tisha. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's the way it's been. And that's the way it's going to be. We got this, like, 95 North and South connection. You know what I mean? So, you know, like it or lump it. And I got a feeling that Shell lump it. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
She's just sitting there rolling her eyes and huffing and puffing. I can just see her now. Every time you say her name, she'll give you the side look, like,
I mean, I mean, fuck what you heard. My people's from fourth grade. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
My people's from fourth grade. Oh, boy.
But they are.
But just the way you're saying it, like.
Nah, oh see.
There's a nice big old park over there. I need to go there and read a book.
Lord.
I'm going to buy me a bike.
Nowhere.
A bike?
I just thought about that. I live on the third floor. I'm not taking that bike up and down the stairs. Anyway, on that note, I think it's time for us to part. What are we doing on Saturday? Oh, I can't come to your show Saturday. Aww.
Oh, for real? You got something
yeah.
you got
to
do?
Yeah. I'm going to be up early and about shopping and stuff, have a party that night.
I mean, are you ever... not up late. We know how you do.
What do you mean?
Like your biggest challenge with coming to the recess was the fact that you up all night from the you know off gate. You know what I'm saying? That's why every time I
so by the time your show come on, I'm just going to bed. But no,
exactly.
No, actually, I really do. I have a party tomorrow night. And, you know, I got to cook and shop and all that other good stuff. So I may not show up. I'm going to say I may not show up. I might show up, but I really do got a party.
That's all good. You know what I mean? Love
yeah,
is love.
So I got to go to Western Beef and all that. I got to go to Lady Brian and get me some sexy wear. See? Got a lot of stuff to do.
I have some stuff.
Yeah, I may not be able to do something before I go out and do something on the Saturday morning because I'm already out doing something on the Saturday morning.
Yo, that sounds so good, yeah? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I couldn't have thought about like a better way to put it.
Yeah, I'll be already out and about. Yeah. Did she fall asleep? Okay, bye. That's our cue to go. Bye, Sonny. You know you've been unmuted, right, Sonny? You're just so quiet over there.
Oh, she was what?
Yeah.
Why she didn't answer my question?
What
question? I didn't hear what you said. Sonny, why didn't you answer my question?
She said she didn't hear what you said.
I said, why you ain't jump on his back and ride him around the town square while he was there? Really big like that? The garden show is for real?
Me and Mike just lay in here laughing.
I'm
Hey, word.
Word to Big Bird. I wonder how they type
it. Laying in the guns right now.
Right, she's laying in the guns right now. I wonder how they type it and how he's listening. I'm like, I only see four numbers on here. Well, okay. Got us on speakerphone. Hi, Mike. Don't be quiet now.
He busy.
Huh?
I'm busy.
Yeah. He busy.
He's busy. But listen, is the gun showing for real? I still want to know this.
Is the gun showing?
There's a lot of Photoshop guys out there. You know, you got 7752, you know what I mean? You know, this is real. Right, son?
No doubt. All day,
you know,
anything.
You know, that's real. I can tell that's real. What, is this real?
You said the gun show, right?
The gun show, that's right.
Yeah, of course.
Like he be bridge pressing. I don't know.
Nah, no doubt about it. The gun show is absolute.
Sunny Shine. What you doing? Sunny Shine.
Yeah.
Oh, that she be all quiet now. Like, you know what, Anson? I just want to know who's off the rail. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't tell us about the rest. I just want to know who really like he in that picture. He really big like that?
Yeah, he can pick me up too.
Wait, did he pick you up? You see, why you gotta say that? So now we're going to the next question.
Wait, what?
I'm like, wait a minute. So listen, don't play 7752 no more. Don't play him no more. He's just one of the girls. But listen,
I didn't even say shit.
I don't
know. No more, but I didn't even say shit.
So I'm just saying, I'm too maybe scared to talk because you here. But seriously. You know,
hold up, Michelle. Why would she be scared to talk because I'm here?
Because you're seeing your guys here, you know. You know how y'all guys can get.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Did you say that she's scared to talk because I'm here or that he's scared to talk because I'm here?
Oh, she's scared to talk because you're here. Yeah. I want to hear from him. I want to hear from her about him. That's what I want.
I want to hear from her about him.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what then. All you got to do is mute me and let them go ahead and do their thing. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it ain't like I'm going to interrupt them. I let everybody get their shine. Let them do them.
You know.
I'm already going to say shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like I was stepping on their, you know, stepping on their toes and nothing.
Okay, I do have some questions I need to ask you 7752. But, you know, I feel that you'll never answer me, honestly. You know, you always would give me a runaround.
Nah, I always answer all questions honestly. Now, I won't answer any questions about anybody else, but I'll answer all my questions.
What should
know,
I have to answer
me.
About you? You'll answer it honestly right now.
All right, go ahead. Shoot.
Honestly, I want you to promise you'll answer me.
Why don't you, first of all, you wasted too much time asking. I don't like that. You know what
I
mean?
My God,
I
just want to know that you'll answer my question.
Go ahead and ask the question. You know what I mean?
Okay,
all right,
let me
deal with that. Don't be leading up to it like, you sure you're going to get mad? You know what I mean? Ask the question.
All right, question. You like it rough or you like it gentle?
I like it rough.
How rough?
What the fuck do you mean, how rough? I said rough.
How rough?
He said, I said, you know what, look, I can make it so easy. Listen, I can make this so easy, it can be, like, ridiculous. Let me tell you like this. First of all, I don't like women. Oh, I like women to be submissive, but only when I make them submissive.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't like weakness. I fight against weakness at all points, at all times, all the time. Like, my whole thing is I try to empower people. I try to get them to see, like, the greatness in themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you come to me on some old, I can't do this, I can't do that. Like, I don't like the word can't. I don't like the word don't. I don't like the word I'm not. I mean, I guess the word is picking up. So I'm not really with all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really trying to be challenged, but I do like when you make sure that I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't like scratches?
I don't like what?
Scratches.
What is? I don't
scratches,
like,
you know, nails digging in your back.
Yeah,
you
do a pain.
You
like it?
Oh, no, not with all that. I'm with that. Nah. Yeah, I like that. I like, I like.
You're
you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because to me, that all goes with responsiveness, but.
Okay.
Here's what I don't really appreciate. Don't give it to me before I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I don't do is I don't give out warning shots. So it's like you're not going to find out about it until you're there. Don't give it to me until you get there. You know what I'm saying?
What the
hell
does that mean? What's a warning shot?
Don't be, listen, this is exactly what it means. Don't be telling me how live you are, how fly you are, how this, that, and the third you are. Don't do that. Because you really can't live up to that shit. And I know, as a man, from being a young boy, I know I can't live up to that either. So I ain't going to say shit until the time comes. I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love being the underdog. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, my whole thing is like, you'll see. Now, what's going to happen if I tell you up front, like, yeah, I knock you, you know, I blow your back out. Nah, man, fuck the shit out of you, blah, blah, blah.
You talking like that, you're not going to get
none of that. I don't know about y'all, but how I feel about that situation is this. If I take that stance, that means I'm gonna have to live up to that. Now, maybe I can, maybe I can't.
Maybe it's just one of them days. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about this? How about I just, you know, shut the fuck up and, you know, let you think what you're gonna think, you know? When the time comes, based on what I already know what I can do, I just do that when the time comes. But only when the time comes. How about that?
That'll work.
Okay.
You know, I wish more would use to educate your brothers, because that would work. You know, don't sit up here and, yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to hear about what you can do. Show me what you can do. You know, I want to hear about, oh, yeah, I can do
that. Listen. Far too many people spend too much time saying what they're going to do. They keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And you know what people who say it do all the time? Nothing. Because they too busy saying it. You ever deal with somebody that every time you deal with them, they already got it done by the time they tell you what they're going to do? It's like, oh, all right. You don't have no choice but to respect that, because it's like, oh. They like, fuck what you heard, you know what I'm saying? Act like you know. Fuck what you heard, act like you know, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And my pop told me that all the way back when I was like 13 years old. He told me, he was like, yo, son, and you, by the way, he did call me son, but that was the S-O-N. But what he said was, don't never tell these chicks out here how big you are, how good you are, how great you are. Don't do that. If you really are good, if you really are great, other people will talk for you. You don't have to do that. So you listen to when you have done something great and listen to what people say. And if they're not saying that you are good or great, well, then make sure that the next time that they will. So I live by that.
Wow.
Okay. So if abortion is murder, then a blowjob is cannibalism. I'm just saying.
Yo, man, y'all just don't know me. I had a good ass day today. And, like, I was actually supposed to you know what? I made back friends with somebody that I told y'all about like a while ago. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was a few shows ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't mean to make back friends with them, but fuck it.
But I didn't mean. Okay, so.
But one thing is for sure, it's only going to be a friendly situation. But I'm glad that even, you know, through all of that, I'm glad that, you know, we was able to, you know, put bygones, you know, make bygones be bygones. You know what I'm saying? You know, none of that. I'm mad at you because you said this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that was a good look. It was a real good look. So, yeah. I had a good day today. I really did. I had a very, very good day today.
Well, I hear that shit. Did you know?
Yeah.
Did you know being popular online is like sitting at the cool table in a cafeteria at a mental hospital?
Okay.
Oh, being,
I can believe that.
Wait. Being online, though? I don't know.
I don't know, y'all. Okay, so you and your friend rekindle some shit now. So what that means? So what are y'all, friends or?
No, we just friends. Just, I mean, that's all we could ever be. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just glad that like the stories that I told y'all about that situation. I'm just glad, you know, that what I told y'all about that situation, you know, because like I told y'all before, like, I didn't want to blow that situation to what it became, you know what I'm saying? But fuck it. I mean, you know, even through all of that, which I'm really surprised about, I mean, really, really surprised about, like, I'm just glad that we don't have to be on that shit no more. Like, yeah, you know, it's just all good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you seem like mighty pleased.
Huh?
You seem mighty pleased.
Yeah, because, I mean, all right, even though, like, she had the worst pussy on earth.
You are the worst.
You know, I mean.
I'm glad she ain't listening, you know what I'm saying? But.
I wouldn't come back from that.
Yo, Shell, I was wondering the same thing. Like, do I even deserve this? Like, yo. Remember, I told y'all, I've only told this to one person ever. But, if she could put it behind her, I think.
And this is the one you told her that she had the worst ever.
You know, like, I had to pray on that months ago. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. But today was a magical day. Like, so much shit happened today in a good way that I don't know. Like I don't want midnight to strike. I mean, that's how good the day was. I suppose this is a good day.
Well, I'm going to be here in 45 minutes.
I know,
minutes.
Right?
I mean, 15 minutes.
I hope we can extend the show until then.
Until midnight? I don't know.
Right.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sunny.
But yeah. It was that situation. I was like, damn. Like, from that, I was like, we can still be cool? Like, she told me, she honestly told me, she's like, maybe some of the things you told me was true. I was like, I don't really want it to be true. No. I mean, I swear. Yeah, I was humble to the fullest, like, oh, well, fuck it. I'm like, if you can get over it, then I know damn well I can.
So, you know I'm a PSO, right?
Yo, what?
I got a message. I said I'm a PSO. You know what that is?
What is a PSO? No, I don't know.
Phone sex operator, son. Phone sex operator.
Oh. Look, when I don't know, I wouldn't have no problem with saying I know. The fuck I don't know.
So I got a message in my box today for a fantasy request. He wants to pretend I'm his land. He said, hey, I want to pretend I'm your landlord and you owe me back rent. I knock on your door demanding money. You invite me in and you're wearing Skippy lingerie. You take off your clothes and tell me to worship. Yep, lingerie.
Right, go ahead.
You take off your clothes and tell me to worship your big belly, your tits, and your pussy. You laugh as you have me powerless and make me say that you don't have to pay rent anymore.
Wow.
And I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Well, fantasy is a fool half boy.
Right. That's one of the requests. I had a sissy boy call me today, too. Which was funny and hilarious.
Well,
which is funny. Mm-hmm.
It was funny and hilarious all at the same time. He says, "Hi, I'm Steven, age 25, 5'6", 140 pounds. I don't want to get crushed. I want you to put me on your shoulders and give me the airplane spin.
Wow.
These are things that come into my email, like no bullshit. These are things that come into my email and people pay $1.99 for. That's awesome. Just wanted to share that.
That's what's up.
Bless you. Okay, so let's see.
What kind of show is this? Virtual vacation. We in the airport just chopping it up, right?
Virtual vacation.
Right, we in the airport just chopping it up. Yeah.
Right, like evidently the pilot jetted.
The tour guide don't
Black
laugh.
Black reporter be out.
Yeah, he be going. You don't be playing that. Like, I gotta go.
No doubt. But yeah.
So welcome back, Sonny and Mike.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Lounge. I did delete that person. I just wanted to delete them. I just wanted to delete somebody. I think that's what it is. I just have the urge to delete somebody. Like, you violated, so I didn't delete.
I gotta give it to y'all. Y'all and that Fantasy Lounge shit.
Ooh. The Fantasy Lounge? It's not fantasy, it's fantasy.
Oh, I'm sorry, the fancy, yeah.
Yes, the Fancy Lounge.
It is the
How
fancy.
You know? You don't even be saying nothing. We're so innocent in that group compared to Camp Super Fluffy.
The Fancy Lounge, right?
The Fancy Lounge is real PG-13 compared to Camp Super Fluffy. Camp Super Fluffy, every other day you can find a titty or something. We talking about something.
Look, I don't even know about that, but this is what I know about a lot of groups. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're not like them. We don't do that. I haven't had no XXX. We had like one or two XXX. That's it. Like, if it's a joke. But other than that, we just talk about normal stuff. See, so it's not as bad.
But y'all had to invite people back?
No, I deleted people. They left on their own and decided to come back, yeah.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So y'all had to delete people, and y'all had to invite people back?
No, I didn't invite nobody back. They chose to come back. But I've been deleting people. You don't participate, I delete you.
Oh.
Right. You got to say hi, big fool, die, something. Say hi, say something. If you could be rich for one day, what would you do? Simple questions we got in there. And then if you have something on your mind, you don't want nobody else to know about it, but you want somebody to know about it, we post it in there. Well, I do.
Okay.
You put up anonymously.
Yeah, you post it. You just want to get off your chest. Just put it out there. Somebody put the 60 things not to say to a naked guy. It's not that bad.
So, Mike, how long are you going to continue to use this, though? I mean, oops, I didn't say that, did I?
Stupid.
Oh, shoot.
What you say, Sonny?
No, that's a hype song about the game you said you want to play. I'm ready to play that game.
Which one? The what the fuck game?
Yes.
It's actually a drinking game that I bought from the tech store, but it sucks as a drinking game. So I was just going to post the questions in the group. I just haven't gotten around to it. I think I should do it on the show. It's a drinking game. You have to pick an answer, and then if everybody else around you got to pick the answer, and if they get it wrong, they got to take a certain amount of shots, whatever you want to call it.
That's like bullshit.
I might have to play that game this weekend.
Would you rather, like, the question is, would you rather put your finger in A, inside player one's butt, or two, on a steamy fajita plate from your local Mexican restaurant?
Ooh.
That's weird shit.
Ooh.
B. I ain't thinking
about. You rather burn your hand. You rather burn your hand off than have a shitty finger.
Yes, I ain't think my finger. Don't matter, but fine.
Would you allow a shipping company to pack you into a giant box with air holes and deliver you to an address across the country for $10,000? Yes or no?
Where are your questions from?
Can I just not explain that the game is called What the Fuck?
Oh.
I don't know. These sound like good questions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What would you rather be spanked with repeatedly? A, an electric eel, or B, a paddle with a nail in it? Oh, no.
Wow.
You
got to pick one. Those are your choices.
Right.
The eel.
What would you rather use as a golf ball? Player one's left testicle or his left eye?
Okay.
That's probably easy though.
His testicle. Can I
pick
the person I
want
to
do? Right,
you know,
that sounds easy. That sounds easy. Yeah.
1752.
Yeah.
Sir, you eat ass?
What?
Do you eat ass?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Notice how I don't have to think about, you know, my answers.
No, you don't.
Fuck no.
You wouldn't even go like, back. No. You kidding
me?
Like,
No. The answer is no.
So you don't go up and crack it all and do nothing? Make nothing?
Let me tell you like this. Let me tell you like this, Michelle. let me put you on to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only certain, you know, a certain. All right. I got a line that can't be crossed. You understand what I'm saying? Like I like you know what?
She's like, all you want to do is pile drive. But you don't do no work with your mouth. Make the music with your mouth, biz. Make the music.
I'm not saying that my tongue game ain't tight, but I'm not eating your ass, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm under the impression that there is no ass that's clean enough to eat off of. You know?
Like, so you trying to say when you eat somebody out, your tongue ain't never slipped down there? Never?
That's how them sunny shine.
Man, you ain't doing it right if it ain't slipping.
The sun don't shine?
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, wait a minute. I'm glad y'all brought that up. Because you are assuming that all women's ass crack is really close to their pussy.
Not all of them. Not
all of
them.
That's
the ones that you
mess with. That's my whole point. So,
that's the ones
you know
that
you mess
with.
Being as though, listen, being as though, y'all can't see how close y'all proximity is, and I can. Maybe I just feel lucky. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, the answer is no. I never licked an ass crack in my life, and that's not part of my ambitions either. So the answer is no.
Okay,
hey,
so you're
guess what else? Guess what else? Guess what else? Hold up, guess what else? Guess what else? Guess what else? If you come near my ass crack, I'm a black guy.
Really?
You don't care? I don't feel
like a prostate massage?
Yeah. I'm going to do something like way, too.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of niggas like to get their asshole licked out and all of that, but I ain't one of them. I don't like that. Like, you know, I don't want you coming nowhere near that.
I
should
say 7752.
Look, like I told y'all on other shows, I don't even got to get my dick sucked for real. I don't have to get that. I like
you're
it.
Apologize. Like I thought.
That's not a requirement. It's not.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When it really all comes down to it, dick in the pussy, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Beat up the mic.
All day, any day. You're never going to have a problem with me as long as that's on the menu. Seriously. Like I said, just like all men, I mean, I like to get my dick sucked, but I don't really need that. And mostly because when it really... All right, let me put this way. I don't know about all niggas, you know what I'm saying? But from how can I do this in the most? I want to see seeing all like on some other shit. But all right. Normally, niggas that need to get their dick sucked all the time, to me, is the same thing as niggas that like anal sex. To me, it's like the same thing. You know what I mean? To me, it's like the same
thing. Oh, so you're saying that you don't like that squeezing and tightness around your Johnson?
I'm going to say that if your dick is right, all pussy should be tight. Why would you need an asshole?
So why? I don't get it. But anyway,
I
just
look like the squeezing of a fetus by the mouth of
the anus. Here's the thing, though, you're not supposed to get it. But niggas who built right know what I'm talking about. They do.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
no.
You should know what I'm talking about. But, like, yeah, like, you know, like, when I hear niggas say, like, yeah, I need a tight pussy, I'm like, if you built right, all pussy is tight, ain't it?
Mm-mm. But y'all have to blame my closet too loose. I've been screwed every day.
What, don't y'all have a contest going called the Kielbasa
thing? Yeah.
But it's not about size. It's about
if you built right, like I said, if you built right, all pussy should be tight.
Slug 752, if you into that contest, I ain't looking at no other.
What does
the Kielbasa
look like? Stop acting like that. Why are you trying to be all shy?
I mean, why are we just into the contest? Just into the contest. Damn.
Into the contest.
Which lead?
Do it.
Hold on.
We'll stop off and put that still on the internet.